This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation. Being, as I like to say, truly being part of the solution. And, you know, as you can see, my God, the news today. And what's coming down from Hunter Biden. Anybody think that this is going to, really think this is going to tank Joey B? Unless you can get the information, unless Trump has a way, and he doesn't do it a mean-spirited way. I know, I jumped right into this, didn't I? It's all right. You can deal with it. Unless Trump can jump into this tomorrow night, the night of the debate. And he doesn't do it in a mean-spirited way, as I said. He's got to do it in such a fashion that it doesn't make him look nasty or mean or any of that. Right? So, if he can get that message out, what are they suggesting? 70 million people might be watching tomorrow night? And hopefully he'll take some lead from the consultants around him, and he'll just let it spill. He'll ask Joe the question, and let Joe answer. And when Joe says it's a right-wing conspiracy or right-wing smear job, say, Joe, look, the FBI now, right, and the national security people say, it's not a Russian smear job. It's not a right-wing smear job. You need to answer these questions, or you need to at least let the American... Are you going to wait and tell us that you'll let us know after the election or just before? Are you going to pack the courts or not? Joe, the American people deserve to hear this. That's the way he has to approach it. He's got to put Joe in the hot seat. Be great if Joe said, courts? What courts? What are we talking about here? I'm just running for Senate. What do I got to do with the courts? But you know what I'm saying? He's got to put them on the defensive. He's got to make it so they... So Joe has to step up and speak to the issue. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Remember, after the first break... We got Brad Dacus joining us from Pacific Justice Institute. It's a lot of crazy news going on today. A lot of stuff we have to catch up on. Now, some of you, not a big deal. No whoop, right? You know, some of you know I'm a school board in California. And I just sent a notice to my superintendent and the other board members that we need to step up and not care what Governor Newsom says. Okay? We need to step up and let people know a jogger's lung collapsed after running with a face mask. Now, I don't know about you guys. I'm not an expert at this stuff. But I'm sitting here saying, why would you run with a face mask on? What would you do any kind of things with, you know, you're exerting yourself with a face mask on? It doesn't make any sense. Because you're breathing in, just think about, you're not getting the oxygen you need. That's like science 101 that you learn in elementary school, isn't it? And no, I'm not asking for a friend. I'm making a big deal out of it. Because it's not cool. I see the kids in football and track and other places running, and they got masks on because they're, I guess, they're too close to each other. So, I don't know, do the best you can to force them to separate. Right? But you can't do this. You cannot do this. This is killing these kids. Or will kill these kids, I'll put it that way. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do mean that. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Come on with this thing. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Biden, you know, Hunter Biden's not the only issue Joey B has going on. Did you know that Joe Biden, he has a cancer nonprofit? Did you know that? It's a great thing to have. I mean, think of the heartstrings you get to pull on. It's just crazy. Nearly two-thirds of the money that the Biden Cancer Initiative spent since its founding in 2017, interesting, 2017, it went towards staff compensation. Two-thirds. That's a heck of a lot of money, people. There were six-figure salaries for top executives. The group spent far less on any efforts to eradicate cancer. One of several nonprofits that Joe Biden created following his tenure in the White House, the Biden Cancer Initiative, paid top executives lavishly with salaries comprising of nearly 65% of his total expenditures. Right? Well above what charity watchdogs agree is an acceptable amount, which is about 25%. Now, again, why is it that the Democrats are never questioned on this stuff? Only Republicans. Only conservatives. Is it because we scream about... No, I'm not saying we're always there. But is it because we're always screaming about the moral high ground? And they don't? So it's acceptable? Show me seeing your host, listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Be back in just a little bit. Brad Dinkins joins me right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Well, this is Real Fido, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. Let's just get to it. Hey, listen, some of you have emailed me and, you know, just kind of weird with the way we're asking for money and such. And look, here's the deal. We don't put on, this is not a socialist country, okay? It's not free to put these shows on. Todd, guys in the likes of Todd Starnes have got a donate button on their site because they know they're getting squelched. We're getting squelched. I have been approved for political ads on Facebook now, and it took me forever, right, for a couple of years, and I run them from time to time. About 3 weeks ago, I started trying to run political ads, and they all get turned down. Nobody ever says okay. Right, well, nobody there anyhow. They can't stand me. So I look at it and think to myself, okay, what, you know, how are we supposed to do with this? This is, some of us, this is how we make our money. This is how we make things happen. And now they've decided, not for you, Mr. Messina. I'm going to do a story later on about apparently this Chinese nationals out at Facebook. They're doing the fact-checking. Yeah. Keep it up. Coronavirus will have come from Texas or something. So here's the deal. If you want to donate a few bucks to the show, and by the way, I don't know if some of you know this, but we actually have a ministry that's affiliated with the show. We teach young people how to get the message out, how, as you can imagine, how not to be afraid. I'm very much into not being afraid. You need to be able to get your message out there. So if you want to throw $2, $5, $10, $15, $25, whatever it is, you simply text, and this texting thing is working out well. Anyway, simply text GOJO, come on, that's too easy, GOJO at 77948, GOJO to 77948. And the instructions there are how you can give $5, $10, $12, $9.50, whatever you want to do. Anyway, I appreciate it. Unlike some who get really nervous about this kind of stuff, I appreciate anything you give. Because it also shows me, you know, it's not just a matter, and I've said this before, and it's so true, it's not just the amount of money. It's the fact that you would take the time to do it, that you care enough about me, you care enough about the show, that you take the time to do it. And frankly, if you don't have the money, if you truly, honestly don't have the money, I'll take prayer. Prayer for the show. Prayer for the show. Pray for the show for me. And we continue on and we keep cranking on and keep getting good people on the show that can help us out. Right? So we were talking about Joey B. and how his cancer organization, it was really funny. It's like, I can only speak from personal experience. I was involved with another, I still am, another nonprofit. We virtually every nickel that comes into it goes back out to helping young people. We've got a couple of nonprofits I'm affiliated with. But one in particular strictly teaches them how to be leaders in their community. Right? Take back the community. Don't be afraid to speak out, to speak up, to stand up for your rights. So, you know, and I can't, you know, I'm running through my head while I'm talking to you thinking, there's very little expenses that go out. And we do it on purpose because every nickel is precious, especially today, in making sure that our kids get the education they need. And when you have these big companies like this, and Joe Biden's behind it, you would think he'd try even harder. Remember, we talked about this the other night. Well, what is it? Over 2 years, he's made $16 million in revenue. So he's claimed on his taxes. God only knows what else he's made. He lives in four multi-million dollar mansions. How do you do that as a senator? How do you do that as 47 years in public life? I mean, the common sense has left the building for these people. Again, this isn't from me. This is from a watchdog organization. This is two-thirds of the money that Biden had collected. Right? Two-thirds has gone to overhead, gone to staff. An analysis of nonprofits by Charity Navigator, which rates charities for effectiveness, found that the mid to large size nonprofits and their chief executives an average salary of $126,000 a year. So the average big nonprofit company, right, is $126,000. Now, Biden's Cancer Initiative paid its president, Greg Simon, $225,000 in 2017, and in 2018, $430,000. All right? This is amazing. And nobody questions it. Nobody says a word. Nobody questions it. You know, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to play this because I think it's important for you to hear it, and I want to comment on it, pretty quick. Somebody called, left a message. By the way, you can call me anytime and leave a message. I do not pick up the phone during the non-show hours. Usually don't, anyhow. I'll call you back if it's really something you want me to do, but take a listen.
Hi, Joe. My name's Andrea, and I just wanted to compliment you on your TV show. I've been watching it. Pretty good stuff. I agree. I tend to sit here and get so mad and frustrated about everything, but knowing that there's others that feel the same is real comforting to know. And your guests are wonderful. I appreciate you. Have a pleasant
day. All right, so I appreciate the call, and I didn't play the call so you could hear someone tell me how great I am. She's mad. She's frustrated. And Andrea, if you're listening, thank you so much for that. But I played this one in particular because I can hear the frustration in her voice. I don't play them all. There are other people out there that think like she does, like we do. Encourage them. Get with them. Let them know they're not alone out there. Support them in some of the things that they're doing. Whether it's a Trump parade, right, or maybe it's a little group on Facebook, wherever it is in your local area, get together. Make sure you guys know there's more of us out there, that we're willing to fight for this stuff. Because nobody's going to succeed. And we don't have to do what those idiots do. You know, the other day, I think it was a pro-Trump or pro-police rally, one of the same. And the Antifa people, the anti-Trumps, they punched a guy in the face and knocked his teeth out? Yeah, so much for love Trump's hate, huh? All right, then we get Brad Dacus on after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detox to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The DOJ files an antitrust complaint against Google. Joe Konka from The Hill tells Fox News big tech bias is clear.
I think it's a big preview of things to come because conservatives, quite frankly, on the right side of the aisle, they've had enough because they see the evidence. They see, for instance, Facebook's election integrity expert formerly worked as a special advisor for European policy to then Vice President Joe Biden. They see Joe Biden's transitional team just hired a Facebook executive named Jessica Hertz as its general Council. Twitter's director of public policy, Carlos Manje, just left the company to be co-chair of the Biden transition team. If you see a pattern here, it's because, well, find me a Facebook or Twitter top executive that is going to work for any conservative or for Trump, and then you look at the numbers, right? A recent study showed that Twitter and Facebook have censored Trump 65 times more than Biden. In other words, 65 to nothing at this point in terms of censorship.
USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Well, it's early yet.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Listen, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Part of the... Well, that's, you know, that's really the way we fix stuff. You have to be part of the solution. Otherwise, who's going to fight the fight, man? Who's going to be out there fighting the fight for these things? Right? Anyway, really so much to appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. Got to get a little religious on you now. Some of you may not like it, but deal with it. This is a church I went to for years. And it saddens me to hear pastors doing this kind of thing. I don't know. Are they afraid of losing their money? And it seems the younger the pastor, the worse it is. The son of my old pastor, who actually took over his church, says that Christians can abstain from voting because voting... lesser of two evils is still evil. Wow. But see, the problem is the lesser of two evils is not a biblical term. It's a secular term. We made it up. And these terms, vote your conscience from pastors, you guys are dead wrong. You do not encourage Christians... sorry, guys, to vote your conscience. You encourage Christians to vote Bible. That's what you encourage Christians to do. You are not going to find, you know, the lesser of the two evils is just a joke. I don't even know why he brought that up. But the bottom line is you're not going to find perfection. For Christians, unless Jesus is running on a ticket, it's always going to be the lesser of two evils. Now, isn't it? So what do? Vote for nobody? Because that's not scriptural. There are four distinct scriptures that tell us that we are supposed to. We are, as Christians, now if you're not a Christian, and just listen and learn. Maybe you get some, you'll figure out where we're coming from. But we are supposed to, as Christians, vote for people who love God, okay, who promote godly principles, who will do the things of the Bible. And without mentioning any names, I mean, think about it. Think about traditional marriage. Who supports that? Think about being against abortion, making sure that we're going to protect life of children. Who supports that? you're not going to find the perfect candidate. Again, unless Jesus is running. Now we've got pastors saying that a conscious decision for this kind of thing is a problem. If you make a conscious decision to abstain from voting, I know some people don't believe this and they don't get it, you are voting for the other person, the one you don't want. Look, I want you to think about something. Let's make it really simple. I'm trying to make this as easy as I can. You got five people. Two candidates, five people. Right? If voter one votes for Frank and voter two votes for John, they're still zero ahead, aren't they? Voter three votes for Frank. Voter four votes for John. Both are still losing. They both still have zero. You're drowning out the other vote, right? You're canceling out the other vote. The one that's left votes for Frank. Frank's the winner. Your vote doesn't just help put your guy over the top. It cancels out another person's vote against the one that you don't want. So when you sit there picking your nose and not paying attention and grumbling because you don't think the person you think ought to get in, that's a problem. Right? But the lesser of the two evils is the one that makes me crazy. Because it's not a biblical term. Right? This particular pastor says, we are people called out of the world, and our system is the kingdom of God, regardless of who is in the White House. Now, yes, I believe that a particular candidate may be more of a benefit to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, but I don't see in any way any candidate that's ultimately in favor of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, once again, now see, if he was really opening his eyes, he'd look and he'd say, he's a pastor of a non-denominational church. There are pastors of denominational churches would see him as evil because of some of the things he believes in. You're never going to get, so that means you never vote? The problem is that, you know, this is coming from Joe. The problem is that the Christian church has failed and failed miserably. We're supposed to be leading. We're supposed to be the light and the people look up to. We're supposed to be the ones that are calm in the middle of the crisis because we know who our Father is. Have we done that? Anybody? Have we done it? So when you hear terms like, you know, voting for the lesser of two evils, not a biblical term for a Christian. Vote your conscience? No, not biblical either. You vote what God's word tells you to vote as a Christian. Okay? And when you look at the two choices right now, the problem most Christians isn't, when it comes to Donald Trump anyway, isn't what Trump does or says. It's how he says it. So we've wussified the churches. Right? Do you really think, for some of you, and I've done this before, do you think that everything that when Jesus told people that they were sinning, get away from me, or whatever, do you really think when he called the Sadducees, Pharisees and the Sadducees vipers, do you think he didn't, excuse me, gentlemen, I think you're not catching the fact that you're just a bunch of vipers. I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. That's not what he said. He was passionate about the fact that they were vipers. Okay, they were nasty people. He didn't say it in a nice way. When he tore up the merchant near the temple, it wasn't nice and neat. When the boys in the boat woke him up because the ship was getting tossed all over the place in the weather, he didn't go up, come on, guys, a little faith you have, you know, all right, peace be still, that's it, I'm going back to bed. No, he was on them. What is wrong with you guys? How long do I have to be with you? What is wrong with you? Why do you have such little faith? What is up with you? But you wussy Christians that think everything's supposed to be soft. And that's how you get through. No, you don't get through to people like that. You are not going to save. You show up in your Argyle socks and your little shirt that's over your shoulders. Go down to the docks and speak to those guys about Jesus. You won't win one of them over. That's why the Bible tells us we're all different parts of the body. We all have different jobs. Yeah, some of you I turn off on a regular basis when I start talking about God. My Christian friends. When Zoe and I get together on Thursday nights, it's a real nightmare for some of you. Your heads start pounding because of the way we talk about the Bible and such. So for you pastors who can't figure out that, you know, again, read the story of David. Stop telling me about you don't like the way Trump acts, what he does, what he said in the past. Didn't Jesus come to forgive your sin? If I hear one more pastor talk to me about Trump's past life, I want to burn up his pastor certificate. Because he obviously doesn't understand the Bible at all. He obviously doesn't understand forgiveness. He doesn't understand what Christ came for. It's really that simple. And what I love about this is you've got pastors looking for a way. You got one pastor actually left the church because the church, the majority of the church, supported Trump. Really? Where is that not biblical? He would have been happier for them to support somebody who would, with an executive order, approve of partial birth and post-birth abortion? I don't want that pastor. I don't even want to serve the God he serves. Think about it. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Coming out, we are now. We are back. It's the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. Right? I mean, you know, you hear me say it all the time. Hopefully you're getting tired of hearing me say it. So maybe you will engage. That'd be really cool. 855, like I said, the Real Joe, 855-732-556. All right, I had to go wrangle him out of the restaurant, so now he's with us. Brad Dacus joins us, as he does every week, and I so much do appreciate his time with us. And the and you guys, I know you guys do, too. I mean, you don't get this kind of information, I'm going to say it, on many other shows. I like to bring people on that really have a clue, know what's going on, and can really help you work through some of these issues. So, Brad, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your forbearance. I appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem at all. Listen. All right. So let's first deal with that church in northern Los Angeles County that was just, I mean, really just pummeled and accosted because I guess the California Republican Party put a ballot box out in front of his church, and people were screaming it was illegal and it was wrong. But first of all, it wasn't illegal, was it?
No, it wasn't illegal. Under California law, churches and other places can gather ballots, and there's nothing wrong with that to be able to do that. We recommend they don't put official on the the ballot gathering box.
That was stupidity from the CRP, though. I mean, that was bad.
that was the church's fault. In fact, the church pastor didn't even have a key to the box. The Republican Party had the key to the box. But we've worked with so many pastors to empower them to be able to really do ballot gathering. We have right now 314 churches that have done voter registration Sundays, and I think almost all of them are going to do ballot gathering Sundays. I think coming up this Sunday or next Sunday.
Wow.
So it's really encouraging, and these are in 8 specific congressional districts that have been targeted. So I think it could have a real impact, and we're planning on taking this to more than 1,000 churches for the next election, and it's really encouraging.
Now, you and I have been doing this for years, and one of my complaints has always been that the churches don't get involved, the pastors don't really understand what their job is, and they won't get involved in any of this. But you've seen a major turnaround this year, haven't you?
Oh, yes. It's interesting. When the church, can't open their doors and can't worship and can't preach and can't do their tithes and can't do, that's the line in the sand that for a lot of these pastors, like, oh, shoot, if we don't do something, if we don't vote, there's no Easter service. It's impacting them and their ministry very, very directly. So I think it's been a nice, healthy wake-up call to so many that have in the past have been like, we don't get involved, it's not our business. Well, now they recognize persecution is your business, and you need to get involved and speak out and let your voice be heard, the same as the Apostle Paul did in the book of Acts. So I think it's really been really eye-opening, and that's a good thing.
You know, I know you're at an event, so you couldn't listen to the last segment, but, I went off on one of many pastors that are almost discouraging their people from voting. And it's, they're talking about the lesser of the two evils and vote your... I mean, this is all wrong. It's all wrong what they're doing, because they're so afraid of having that 501c3 taken away from them, right? Or whatever their designation is. And, I don't want you to say it unless you really believe it, but here's the deal for me. I tend to believe, in most cases, not all, I'm not the biggest optimist in the world, but I think that some of these pastors are stepping up because they realize that they're not going to be tax exempt anymore if the people do, if the government does what it wants to do, which I'm not so sure.
Right.
I think it's a bad thing, but that's just me.
You are correct, though. You are correct. A lot of them realize the bullets are not something they're reading about, but they're hearing the gunshot from their porch. A lot of these churches, they see the attack on its way to shut down the churches, to take away tax exempt status. Like in Wisconsin, we had a lawsuit to defend the right of churches to not hire people engaging in sexually promiscuous activity or sex relationships that violate the faith of the church. We had to litigate that issue to keep the church from being shut down by DuPere, Wisconsin.
Come on.
So that's Wisconsin. So it's the fight, the intensity is increasing, the hostility is increasing. If it's on a federal level, if I'm just going to be point blank, if Biden and Harris get elected and they sweep the Senate, it's going to be hideous. The Equality Act is going to come through, which totally guts the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and our religious freedom protections, statutorily at least. There's so much hanging in the balance that I foresee coming down if they have the sweep that some say that they may have. It's very concerning. But at least it's waking up the churches, and these younger pastors are just going to have to realize, through experience, unfortunately, that it pays to be silent, and it's also wrong to be silent. They need to read Ezekiel 3:18 and 19, which... is, I think, very exhortational, and that if you're silent, then the blood will be on your hands, basically, is what the Scripture says.
I'm with you. It's really funny. I tell people all the time, when you look at, just take abortion, for instance, how do you look in the Bible? And it was a speaker at an event last week that I was part of. She is a ordained minister, and actually said that abortion was not against the Bible. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't even listen to this. I had to get up and leave. I mean, I had to get away from the screen because it was making me nuts. And I couldn't believe how she was using a pretzel mold to figure out how to try to make some of these scriptures meet what she was trying to say. And you and I both know that there's plenty of Christians out there that couldn't find a scripture to save their life.
So you're absolutely right. And I've been also seeing a 2 Timothy chapter 3. And in there, it starts with, you know, in the final day, in the last days, perilous times will come. And then you go down a ways. And then it talks about people just like that kind of a quote-unquote minister, tickling the ears, deceived, being deceived and deceiving. And it's projected. I mean, there will be people who come across and say that they're ministers, they're Christians or whatever. But when they go completely against what God's Word clearly teaches, what the Bible teaches from a Christian perspective, for those in the audience out there who are Christians, then we need to call it out. And I'm so glad there are so many pastors and ministers who are stepping up and standing on the principles of their faith, which is the Bible and the biblical principles, like whether it's abortion, religious freedom, persecution of religious persecution, standing up against that, defense of Israel. Those are things that are very, very clear in Scripture. And I've never seen a more so explicitly divided campaigns and positions and platforms than we have right now from a biblical versus non-biblical perspective from those who have faith as their reference point, as their anchor, if you will.
Yeah, it's I'm on this warpath right now, and I was talking about it earlier where we've raised a bunch of wussy Christians. You know, they come in on Sunday morning and Jesus loves you so much, and you know it's like, well, wait a minute, this was the same Jesus when he was calling the Pharisees and Sadducees a bunch of vipers. He didn't do it in a nice way. He laid into these people because what they were doing was
right.
Wrong. And you feel uncomfortable when Trump gets a little heated, or anybody else for that matter. I've had people I know left churches because they didn't like the tone in the pastor's voice. I'm going, oh my God, you would have never became a Christian in the days of Christ, would you?
Yeah, it's we focus on the things that are just not important, like style. But yeah, Jesus at times was very quiet and meek. At other times, he was very loud and authoritative and calling out the whitewashed tombs. That's what he called the lawyers and the Pharisees. So I think it was the first lawyer joke I could think of. It was actually not a joke. So it was, but it's true though. We need to salute those and be behind those who stand up for truth and what's right and like standing up for the unborn. No, over 900,000 unborn babies are going to be killed this year alone. Over 900,000.
Wow.
Yet, if we have We may have the final justice we need. We may or may not with Barrett being appointed. But if not, then this election will inherently then decide that, because the president will be appointing one or two more probably.
Yeah.
And when that happens, it'll be very, very definitive whether Roe v. Wade is overturned. If it does, it goes back to the states.
No.
Two-thirds of the states are ready to pass the right laws. And so this is why
you
I'm so
tickled, Wait a minute. You just tickled my ears at 100 miles an hour. You said we may or may not have it with this justice. You got about a minute. What do you mean?
Well, I think this justice is definitely pro-life. But whether she, along with the other four, are all in unison to outright overturn Roe versus Wade, or instead sort of chip at it bit by bit, I don't know. It may take a longer time, effectively, to validate states trying to do things like, you know, the heartbeat legislation and things like that.
Got it.
Versus outright just overturning Roe versus Wade. So this is an important election, and that's why literally when people vote, they are literally enabling the continued genocide, the massacre of the unborn, the innocent, and their blood literally will be on the hands of everyone who votes that way,
in my opinion. I do not disagree with you. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't hang up on me, Brad. I want to talk to you after the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. We've got Linda Payne coming out with the Election Integrity Project in the next hour. You've got to hear what's going on in other states. This is why you have to keep your eyes open. We'll be back in a few minutes.